Today's children may be intellectually sharper than previous generations, but many aren't applying this intelligence wisely. The statistics tell a troubling story. 70% of high schoolers admit to using cigarettes, nearly half have tried marijuana, and half report being sexually active. Dr. Ruth Peters, laying down the law, offers a compelling solution. Consistent boundaries create secure, capable children. This isn't just theory. It's a practical roadmap for raising responsible humans that has influenced millions of families worldwide. The fundamental issue isn't intelligence, but values. Children raised with a sense of entitlement or inconsistent Teflon rules, those that slide off without consequences, never truly grasp life's fundamental laws. They often mature into bitter adults who blame others for their failures rather than taking responsibility. This is precisely why establishing a family code of values is essential. It clarifies what your family stands for and which behaviors you promote or prohibit. Many parents avoid establishing these codes, claiming they're taking one day at a time, or reluctant to change their own behavior. But if you're not actively teaching values, their peer group certainly will, a concerning alternative. Remember that children who need guidance most are often least attentive to subtle lessons. Many parents mistakenly equate discipline with punishment, making them reluctant to enforce boundaries. But discipline represents the most important parental behavior children need for healthy development. Without it, children grow into self-absorbed individuals who struggle with relationships and often blame their parents for their failures. Discipline is fundamentally a teaching process where parents serve as professors and children as students. It involves structuring expectations, establishing boundaries, and applying consequences to build frustration tolerance, perseverance, and self-discipline. Whether in a two-parent household or parenting solo, clear limits and consistent consequences create more organized lives and develop successful, self-confident children. To implement effective discipline, make it mandatory in your family values. Ensure all adults involved in child rearing understand limit setting and consequences. Learn to agree to disagree when parents have different priorities. Children watch how you resolve differences. Remember that discipline isn't about controlling children, but preparing them for a world that will have expectations and consequences regardless of their upbringing. When parents lack courage to set boundaries, they surrender to children's demands for temporary relief, unintentionally teaching that tantrums and manipulation work. Colleen and Gary fell into this trap with their son David, whose disruptive behavior succeeded because they prioritized momentary peace over discipline. The solution involved creating consequences with backup plans, one parent staying home with David during tantrums while the other attended siblings' events. After weeks of consistent discipline, David developed self-control, improving the family atmosphere. The peace-at-any-price approach may seem easier initially, but costs escalate dramatically as children grow, from $12 toys to $80 jeans to demands for SUVs. To avoid this trap, get realistic about what you can provide. Stop equating giving with good parenting. Develop backbone by starting small with no on minor requests. Ignore guilt tactics and recognize that being a doormat diminishes respect both from your children and yourself. Parents must establish themselves as benevolent dictators, kind and compassionate, yet maintaining final authority. Families aren't democracies. Children lack the maturity for equal decision-making power. This approach means parents listen to children's input while retaining ultimate control. 7-year-old Elise's parents surrendered too much control, resulting in her becoming bossy and demanding, even influencing major purchases like the family minivan. Conversely, Marcus's parents successfully implemented a benevolent dictatorship, where children were heard but adults made final decisions. This approach prevents household chaos while showing respect for children's perspectives. For significant matters, having children present arguments in writing helps filter trivial complaints from serious concerns. This method encourages children to think through their requests more thoroughly, often eliminating impulsive demands. To establish a benevolent dictatorship, Understand the spectrum from child-run autocracy to benevolent dictatorship. Consider children's ages and maturity when determining appropriate decision-making power. Present a united parental front and allow children control over minor decisions to build skills while maintaining authority on important matters. Effective behavior change requires connecting consequences to actions. Children must learn they control their destiny. Their actions determine outcomes. This understanding develops from birth and grows with age. Children who grasp this connection think before acting, show less impulsivity, and achieve greater success socially and academically. Take Chance, whose intellectual gifts weren't matched with responsibility. Despite natural intelligence, poor study habits led him to community college instead of his dream university. Parents should leverage everyday moments to teach this connection through consistent consequences for both positive and negative behaviors. To implement this law effectively, start early, but recognize it's never too late. Use teachable moments without constant criticism. Prevent entitlement by making children earn privileges. Model good behavior yourself as children are watching, and actively teach this connection rather than assuming children will learn it naturally. Even when consequences feel like double jeopardy, ensuring your child understands this relationship is fundamental to their value system. When families struggle with children's behavior, they need a structured management system with clear expectations and meaningful consequences. This approach provides structure through four key steps. First, develop two essential lists: expectations, daily chores, and problematic behaviors/attitudes. Focus on tasks important to daily functioning rather than overwhelming children with too many responsibilities. Second, determine reasonable allowances for missed expectations. For 7 or more chores, allow 2 unfulfilled. For fewer chores, perhaps just 1. For behavior, start by allowing 8 bad points daily, then gradually reduce this number as behavior improves. Third, link behaviors with meaningful consequences using a token system with different rewards. This tangible approach helps children see the connection between their behavior and outcomes. Fourth, and most critically, be consistent. Many parents create excellent systems but fail to follow through. With consistency, families experience real benefits: more compliant children, less nagging, and a pleasant home atmosphere. Every family has different values and rules, but for your child's safety and moral development, trust your instincts rather than yielding to other family standards. Distinguish between negotiable issues, bedtimes, neatness, and non-negotiable ones, safety, morality. When your child's friends have different rules, embrace being the overprotective parent instead of criticizing others. Communicate expectations clearly to your child and other parents, remaining firm on important boundaries while allowing flexibility on minor issues. Always ask about weapons and homes your child visits, get to know their friends and parents, and insist on knowing the 5 W's: who, what, where, when, why, when they go out. Your child's honesty directly affects future freedoms. Don't hesitate to say no when your instincts signal something isn't right. Raising children isn't about popularity, it's about protection. Standing firm on family values despite social pressure teaches your children to uphold what matters most, even when difficult. This is the ultimate gift of boundaries. They shape not just remarkable children, but adults with the strength to live by their deepest convictions.